It's 92 degrees with a heat advisory and a flood watch in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame has announced its 56th round of nominees. That list always includes hit-making heavyweights, but senior music writer Julie Height finds this group to be particularly notable.
The Hall of Fame named nominees in two different categories, contemporary songwriters and contemporary songwriter artists. But the professional trajectories of some of this year's candidates have helped redefine the relationship between writing and performing. Though he's categorized purely as a songwriter, Sean Camp started off the 90s with his own record deal. Didn't know. But ended the decade supplying other artists with number ones. By the 2000s, he'd established his reputation for coming up with classics. Chris Stapleton, on the other hand, is in the writer-artist category on the strength of the gravitas and grit he's balanced in his music. But he worked up to that by first writing for others. Then there are Miranda Lambert and Taylor Swift, both nominated as writer-artists. Each began carving out their careers with a singer-songwriter mentality. And it was partially thanks to the personalized touch they gave their songs that writer-artists have been the Nashville norm since. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julie Height.
Leaders in Franklin are debating what the city needs more, transitional housing or space to store wastewater byproducts for fertilizer. A project designed by the Williamson County Homeless Alliance would give temporary housing to people working toward a permanent home. While city officials consider the housing project, Fox 17 reports they're also reviewing if the land should instead be used to store materials from its wastewater facility. Those could be later turned into mulch or compost for residents and businesses, says Franklin Alderman Jason Potts. A few years ago, Franklin invested more than $100 million in its wastewater treatment facility. Some of that money went into tech that helps the plant filter and disinfect wastewater to make biosolids, which can be used in high-quality fertilizer. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.